The president emerged, flanked by agents, the first gentleman at her side, moving toward the designated greeting area with the easy confidence of a woman who regarded her own security briefings as optional reading. Wearing what the media had dubbed her preferred presidential pantsuit collection, she had settled on cobalt blue, with a tailored blazer featuring the presidential seal emblazoned across the chest pocket. She smoothed it down with her hands, brushing back a strand of hair that had blown across her face before facing the crowd. The assassin settled the Creedmoor against his shoulder and found her in his glass. He checked his sightline, clear and clean. The party balloons showed it was nearly a still wind. He couldn't have hoped for better conditions. He had no doubts about the rifle. He'd verified its accuracy to the edge of obsession, running subsonic loads through it until the margin of error was, for practical purposes, zero. One bullet, engineered to fatally impact, to do its work quietly and completely. The suppressor would swallow most of the sound. By the time anyone understood what had happened, he'd be on the ground, blend into the crowd, and walk away. He tracked her through the scope as she worked the line-shaking hands, leaning in for selfies, performing the ritual of pretending that every stranger mattered. Balloons drifted lazily. He drew a long breath, let half of it out. His finger found the trigger. As she turned slightly, the angle opened up exactly as he had calculated it would. It was the infinite moment before action, as the future was about to be locked, one way or the other. He was ready to squeeze the trigger. 3, 2, 1. Something appeared that he could not yet see, passing outside the edge of the scope and rapidly moving toward the president just as he squeezed back on the trigger. A horse and rider in full gallop, blue Continental Army jacket flapping, hair tied back, eyes locked forward. Secret Service agents now shouting, weapons rising, but the moment had already slipped. And at the moment he fired, there was a blur, dark, fast, massive, filling the glass for a fraction of a second. The rider launched from the saddle, airborne toward the president's head. The round crossed the distance in a blink and fragmented on impact exactly as designed, tearing through muscle and tissue. Still, momentum carried the rider forward, and he came down hard, driving the president to the ground with his own body as Secret Service agents closed in from every direction. From his perch, the assassin didn't wait to assess the result. He had trained for this. Phase one was the kill shot. Phase two was escape. It was now or never. He was already moving, hands finding the cable, feet pushing off from the branch, feet hitting the ground within 2 seconds. Then he was in the crowd, and the crowd swallowed him whole. Behind him, a single voice cut above the noise with the particular shrillness of someone who had just witnessed history. "My God, the president's been shot!"